And here's something. It was difficult for me to listen to music. My brain was somehow atomizing into discrete units that made each musical moment sound overwhelmingly complicated, jarringly, gratingly so. Difficult to explain or articulate. I tried one day on my first outing in my little town where I was being helped by my friend Sue and ran into another friend, the great jazz pianist, Bill Charlotte. I was excited to communicate what I was experiencing with music, but I'm afraid I came off a little as out of my mind. He was looking like, okay, Michael. Oh, good. Well, you take care of yourself now. It was really hard to explain. And the 3D, you know, it's like if I was looking out here in the, up until a couple of months ago, each of you, it would, you know, like a 3D image in a comic book or something, something's out and then something's back. Or like when you're shooting at ducks in a row and you know how there's rows of things, it's like that. It didn't blend together. It was very interesting. Nothing blended together. Sounds, sights. It was really interesting. I thought to myself, maybe that's the way we really see things, and our brain makes, you know, smooths it out for us, you know? They say that when they wheeled me into the recovery room after the operation, expecting me to be out for at least an hour and then take a few more hours to come fully to, instead I sat right up immediately and began talking. Yeah. One of the first things I noticed in the first several days in the hospital and beyond after the brain surgery was my brain ticking. I've talked to a lot of brain surgery people, you know, who've had the same operation, and they share this. Well, actually, it was the titanium plate and screws under my scalp where my skull had been opened. They said it was the titanium adjusting to the scalp and the fit of the plate, etc., and would subside after a week or so, which it did, but it still comes back. Every now and then, happened today, it just ticks a little. The ticking would go on for several minutes and then stop. During the day, no one could hear it but me, so I assumed it was only inside my head. But one night in the hospital, after the lights were out and the door shut and my roommate had fallen asleep and everything was relatively quiet, but before my daughter, who was staying with me that night, had fallen asleep in the chair opened into a kind of chaise lounge, the ticking started and I told her. She leaned in as close to my head as she could and heard it. Tick, 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 like a loud second hand on an old watch that had somehow gotten planted in my skull. I almost miss it. It's true. Yeah, it's true. I couldn't watch Jon Stewart for a while. I could watch 30 Rock, which I never really liked, even though I have friends on it. And it's just too broad for me, but when I was newly recovering, it had to be really broad and obvious, and I could watch it. But if it was complicated, it actually hurt my brain, which gave me this insight into, no offense to any if they're in the room, I doubt it, right-wingers. You know what I mean? I understood. It's like, you know, reality's way too fucking, you know, the subtleties of reality way too fucking hard for them. I really felt it. My brain, you know, like I can't watch Jon Stewart. Give me something, you know, give me Rush or Glenn or something. Real, simple, progressives, evil, okay, I get it. You know? I'm just going to read the last one if I can find it. I went to rehab in a place where Woody Guthrie was, where Bob Dylan visited him before he made his first record, and where what's the guy that was in Arthur? You know, the little English guy. Where Dudley Moore died. Isn't that funny? So much has changed in these 4 weeks. I couldn't read or write or do much of anything besides talk and listen and eat and drink. Lots of herbal teas in the first few days. One of the most stunning examples of the ways in which my brain couldn't operate as usual the first week. I was on the phone with someone and they wanted to pass on a message to a friend who was in the room with me. And I understood the message I was meant to convey and I knew what it meant to do that, but my brain wouldn't let me. I could not for the life of me just say the words that would have passed the message on. I had to hand him the phone. By the end of the first week, I could read out loud some, but not silently. To myself, could only write a few sentences with many corrections necessary. I couldn't multiply single numbers or simple basic math, or touch my nose without missing it, or remember certain words. And my perceptions were so diffused and atomized, I couldn't take dealing with more than one thing at a time. I was sitting on the couch watching the TV with my little boy. It was the first time I was doing two things like that at once. I only watched TV by myself in the beginning. And if somebody else was in the room, I got all confused. And somebody knocked on the door and opened it, because I always leave my door open. It's crazy. It's open now if you're in Jersey. And this guy comes in, and he's got a bag full of food. And he goes, oh, I said, no, just leave it there. He said, no, oh, it's just you and Flynn. I'll put it in the fridge. And he walked over the fridge, and I screamed. Poor guy. You didn't fucking hear me, man. Get the fuck out. And he ran out. And then I called him. When my son was done, you know, I could call him and say, I'm really sorry I did that. I couldn't help it. Anything more than two things at a time made me crazy. I couldn't watch almost any TV or listen to music. You know all that. So I'll skip over. It was fascinating to experience and quite engaging, at least to me, in those first 2 weeks. I spent a lot of time just sitting and smiling over how contented and unfrustrated I felt, despite the fact there was very little I could do besides eat and have a conversation with whoever was in the apartment with me. But by the third week, I was reading much better and could write slightly better. Let me just get to the kicker. There are still many things that can improve. A short outing to the store exhausts me. Being confronted with more than one or two people out in public is so painful I have to turn my eyes away or close them. And sounds when I'm out still do that diffuse overall cacophony thing that is hard to bear. I noticed last week when I tried being in a room with lots of people, every sound to me was equally loud and overwhelming. So someone talking, someone whispering in a far corner, whatever that tick was, someone unwrapping a package or blowing their nose or walking across the room or sighing. I wrote signing. I wrote signing for sighing at first, and then trying to correct it, wrote several other incorrect words, including winging. It's great, right? So my incorrect word substitutes are still happening. Or making any sound whatsoever at all came across as equally loud, as though they were right up against my ear. But I am so grateful for the incredible progress I've made that any improvement or lack of it seems completely okay with me. Again, I thank everyone for their love and support and hope that I didn't sound too self-righteous anytime. As if I'm always perfectly grateful for everything, good or bad. I'm not that evolved, but I'm working on it. Thanks.